TCL.com. TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. Minnesota sports fans, we want to hear from you. Your comments, questions, thoughts? Tweet us at Score North. Call us at 651-646-8255. This is Vent Line on Score North.
Now it's Greenway on it. Greenway trying to get away from the checking of the other 18 on the ice, Robert Thomas. In front, Foligno, what? Tap out of juice. Over Bennington scores! It's in the net. Was it a high stick?
You win the game, lose the game. I don't think it's going to change what, you know, he's not going to make a knee-jerk decision based off of 60 minutes of hockey. So, you know, Billy knows what he wants to do, and he's smart, and he wants to make our team the best it can be for now and for later. But we certainly believe in here that this group is capable of being where we need to be at the end of the year.
I'll tell you what, anybody that would hire Declan Goff in any job outside of bagging groceries at a very, very, very small grocery store must be a real moron. Way to go, Score North. Sincerely, Joe Nelson from BringMeTheNews.com.
And welcome with that into Ventline today, 651-646-8255. It's Zolgad, it's Declan Goff. We appreciate you watching us on Twitter, Twitch, or Facebook, or listening to us either on the Score North mobile app, Apple, Android, and or listening to us the old-fashioned way, 1500 a.m. today for Declan and I, the co-host of Judd's Hockey Show. One of the great days of the year. It's NHL trade deadline day. It is 3 hours away from right now. The Wild have not made moves as of yet, although we expect them to, Bill Guerin, by 2 o'clock today. There have been many moves made, and as you just heard, and that, by the way, thanks to Declan's pal Joe Nelson, was our initial foray into the world of mic drop. Joe calling and chastising Declan for what started off on Friday. And if you have not read this, I guess go to scorenorth.com and check it out. Declan's trade ideas, potential player-for-player trade ideas. And before we get to the trades of the day so far, where things stand with the Wild and your calls at 651-646-8255. Declan, do you care to defend yourself for having what I believe was the most read piece on scorenorth.com in the past 3 days? And yet I have never, even at the most upset, Vikings fans have been at Matthew Collar.
Yes, they have.
Which at times has been very upset.
Yeah, he was giving me some grief too.
I don't think I have ever seen a group of people as mad at a Score North personality / writer as the Wild bloggers and fans were at you after your column appeared on Friday, suggesting, I believe, 3 trades that Billy Guerin should look at. Do you care to try and defend yourself?
Yes, I absolutely will. First off, the article is player for player traits, okay? So draft capital was already off the table. That was the whole point of the article. I know it's a seller's market right now, and you have guys like Marco Scandella getting second round picks and bottom four defensemen really just getting a ton of picks back. But if you're the Wild, you need prospects back that can help you right away. High-end talent prospects. Look what they did. Granlin for Fiala. Everyone said this is crazy. Kevin Fiala is now the most talented player in the Wild, and I don't want to hear otherwise. So you need to figure out ways to get those guys back. And you do that by acquiring young talent, taking stabs at it. Are you okay with this current roster? Do you really think that these guys are going to take you to the next step that are on here? No! Sell them off and try someone else. You need high-ceiling players. These guys are high-ceiling players. You got to take a chance sometimes, Minnesota sports fans. You can't always want trades, and then when the trade happens, you get upset. It's just like Kenta Maeda with the Twins. You can't have it both ways, people. So that's how I was doing it.
Rami's still mad about it.
That's fine. I can't fix that.
You were called an idiot. You were called a moron.
Hot steaming pile of garbage is my favorite.
Yes, because they kept it clean, actually.
Hot steaming pile of garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not
they kept it clean. That's what I'm saying.
Uneducated. Mm-hmm. Doesn't watch hockey.
Yep, I saw that one.
What else? I think those are the biggest ones. Hot steaming. Throws blank at the wall to see what sticks.
Well, that's true of every writer.
Absolutely.
You're not unique there. I didn't develop that technique.
Maybe I should have even suggested Jason Zucker for Alex Gouch. Oh, wait, I did. I did do that. My bad. My fault.
Turbo snark right there from Declan Goff.
Snark.
So it is 2 o'clock today, the National Hockey League trade deadline. The Wild, if you saw or heard about it, lost to St. Louis 4-1 last night. They had just gone on the road after an uninspired loss in Dean Evason's first game as interim coach to the San Jose Sharks at home. They had gone on the road to Western Canada on the father's trip. And of course, the Wild being the Wild, they won both games because they love their drama. They love to have their backs up against the wall and then say, don't make trades, Mr. GM. And I think Bill Guerin said, boys, too late. I already traded Zucker away to Pittsburgh. I will be trading more of you today if he gets the right offers, I should say. Just to set this up, the Wild is going to practice at Tria at 11:30 this morning. So the players will be on the ice at that time. We might get a tip if someone's being traded. If they don't, of course, take the ice in approximately 25 minutes to begin practice. And Declan, your guy, I've seen two reports from one from Russo and one from Dane Mizutani of the Pioneer Press that your guy, Jerry Mayhew, who was called up from Iowa but did not play last night, looks like he's going to be on the first line. Now, let's go through the news so far because there have been plenty of trades because this league is outstanding. They are not afraid to trade players. They pull the trigger constantly. And let's go through what we know so far about the Wild and what we might expect before 2 o'clock. And my question for you is this. Who do you, because I've got my list, who, and I'm sure Dex does as well, who do you most want to see the Wild trade by 2 o'clock today? Who do you want to see gone? And I know some of you are going to call, and feel free to, 651-646-8255, and say number 9, Mikko Koivu. Waive the no-move clause. Don't you want to win? We'll get to that. But we all know that Bill Guerin basically went to Koivu and said, Mikko, if you want to be traded in the next, I think he said this late last week to Mikko, if you want to be traded in the next few days, you come to me and tell me. And that news got out. I think Russo of The Athletic was the first to report it. And it was on Saturday that Mikko Koivu did go to Bill Guerin and say, I want to stay here. I've played 15 years here. And there is an end result to that decision, which to me is very clear. I'm not mad at the fact that Mikko wants to stay right now, but I do want to get into his future. So 651-646-8255. Who would you like to see the Wild trade? This is the Ventline Coffee Club. We're open till noon when Score North Live with Rami takes over. 651-646-8255. So of the trades, or actually of the news today in the National Hockey League, the Rangers, who looked like they were for sure going to miss the playoffs a few weeks ago, and then they came here and played the Wild and looked absolutely fantastic. And I think since that time, the Rangers have sort of gone back and forth saying, are we a playoff team possibly? Because this team is going to be at some point in time very good. They have made a move today, but it was not the expected move. There was an expectation that they were going to trade forward Chris Kreider. They did not trade him, and in fact, instead gave him a 7-year contract extension with an average annual value of $6.5 million. So Kreider, who was expected to be a primary trade chip to a contender, instead of being traded, he will remain with the Rangers, a 7-year contract. And then there's a bunch of trades. But before we get to those trades, because it's Ventline, 651-646-8255, let's bring our friend Alec into the coffee club. Alec, what's going on this Monday? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Outstanding.
Awesome. Okay, so first of all, I mean, you can't help but think that decision from Koivu to stay, I hope means that he is planning to retire at the end of this season. So fingers crossed there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, guys that I'd like to see traded, honestly, I think the shorter list is who would not be on the team.
Fair.
I mean, honestly, I think that's just where this team is at right now. To me, obviously, Kevin Fiala, nope. I'm not taking any calls on him. I'm not taking any calls on, you know, younger guy. I think I still want to keep Jordan Greenway, see what he's got. Obviously, Donato, you know, Luke Cunnan, Eric Janek, the younger guys, you know, all these older guys that are like, you know, Patterson, Brad Hunt, you know, Victor Rask, Ryan Hartman.
Oh, if they call on Victor Rask, I am saying, what else can I give you? You want?
Oh yeah.
You want, you know, a year's worth of pizzas for free? If you could get rid of Victor Rask today, Bill Guerin might ascend to Executive of the Year off that one.
Oh, I totally agree. And I guess I'll leave you with this here. I would even, and I don't know if teams would even be in the market for, and I don't really know if it would even be a ethical thing to do, given his, you know, personal issues right now. But I don't know. You could maybe get something pretty good back for, or, you know, decent in terms of picks for Devin Dubnyk.
Carolina was down to their, the E-Bug in Toronto, emergency backup goaltender on Saturday. I'm with you. I don't know if, you know, the ethics and his wife's been sick and boy, that's tough. But if that was not the case, I would move him in a heartbeat for a draft pick.
I totally agree with you. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Talk to you. 651-646-8255. Ventline Coffee Club today will primarily focus on the fact that 2 o'clock today will mark the NHL trade deadline. The Wild, obviously sellers, not buyers. But in this case, as Alex said, and he's right, there is a hell of a lot to potentially sell. The vice president of the Coffee Club. Hi, John. What's going on?
You know, I can't stand this defeatist mentality. Why are they obviously sellers? Why are they obviously sellers? There's one chance here, you know, to make a run for it. Boudreaux's gone. They're gonna win. They got to win one for Boudreaux, you know.
John, I know you're kidding because you've told me a bunch that you no longer drink,
and I no longer watch hockey. You're right. 0-2. But I do have Here's my take for the day.
Yeah.
I got a Gophers wrestling take.
Oh, I mean, that is what Ventline was born perfect. For. Thanks, John. Go ahead.
Okay. Nobody covers them. I wanna become an avid Gophers wrestling fan, and I scour the Strib, Pioneer Press, Score North. You know, why don't you guys got all this money floating around, obviously.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I like Declan.
We've got tons of money.
Where's the Gophers wrestling beat reporting?
Is that really all you've got? Don't you even have a Twins take? You know, the Twins at least were on TV on FSN yesterday. Don't you at least have a baseball take?
Oh, I got a baseball take.
Go ahead.
They're going to be real good.
Is that it?
Is there a reason for that take, John?
With the Twins, I mean, I was working, but I was following from afar, the 16-0 drubbing, but that was pretty fun to see.
Yeah,
I like the approach they're taking, and I really like that a guy like Sano, who for years has seemed embattled and has seemed kind of immature and all that, really seems to be stepping up as a leader, and you see the takes that he's given out, and I think it was actually really powerful when he says, we're not worried about a record like a home run record. That might, you know, if it happens, great, but nobody's going to beat that record. We want to win the World Series, and I think coming from a guy likes to know, who may have at times seemed more focused on his personal stats or may have focused on his own, whatever's going on between the ears, I think it's great. And also, it's just, we spent too much time with a guy like Doge who claimed to be the leader, and I think now we've got a team of actual alphas and guys who aren't saying, hey, look at me, I'm the leader. They're saying, look at what I do on the field.
That's probably true.
How do you want to talk?
Agreed, John. Thanks, John. Yep. That's exactly right. That is exactly. Dozier, you know what? As a player, he was fine. And I think he was fine as a guy. But John's right. This, when Torrey left, Brian's attempt to say, this is my team now. And you said, what are you talking about? And now, you know what? Brian got traded. So at the deadline a few years back, he goes to the Dodgers. And then last year, and obviously he got a ring. So good for him, to the Nationals. And then I saw, I believe it was on Saturday, he signed a minor league contract with the Padres. So the journeyman bouncing, or it's only a matter of time before Brian Dozier has at least stints with the Pirates and Royals. Because that's always how this ends. You bounce around, you might go to, you know, you might go to the Mets, or you might go to the Nationals, or you might, but these guys always end up playing two places, it feels like to me. Pirates, Royals.
Yankees wouldn't surprise me either. One last cup of
coffee.
That
could be.
One last dance.
That could be. So we have had, in addition, so we've got the Kreider 7-year extension that I talked about before we took Alex's call with the Rangers. We have, so far this morning, 9 trades made. 9 trades made. And the Wild has not been involved yet. Now, we did see a report that, and this actually surprised me, but if you could trade him, go for it. Greg Patteron's name.
Yeah, what the heck?
Greg Patteron's name, the defenseman, was thrown out on Twitter that a few teams were calling, and he is a right shot, so I guess that might be why. And if I'm Billy Guerin, again, if I get a call on Victor Rask or Patteron, and you're offering me a draft pick and an egg salad sandwich, I'm taking it. If you call on Victor Rask, I'm thrilled. But I have for you, Dex,
okay,
on Ventline today on the Coffee Club, I have for you five names of players, four of whom could be moved today, a few who I think absolutely positively have to be traded, and I'm going to start with this guy.
Hunt with it. He's lost a glove on the play. He has it back now as Stahl has it. To Suter, a shot. Save Hellebuck. Rebound is loose. Stahl scores! It's a win for the Wild in overtime!
Name number one on my list. You just heard him score a goal there. And he's had, you know what, for what the Wild expected when they originally signed him on July 1st a few years back, Eric Stahl has been very good. But I think that you would agree with me after watching Eric Stahl in recent weeks look like he is 100 years old trying to play. Saw significant ice time last night against the Blues, who, by the way, are fantastic. But they're a great team to play at this time of year to measure yourself, right? Eric Stahl, among the four guys that the Wild played at center last night, logged the most ice time. He was a -3. He has, for the last, I don't know now, are we going on, Declan, a month where he has looked like he is old and tired and slow.
He's cooked.
And everything. Well, he's at least cooked. I think it's really fair to say he is at least cooked for what they're asking him to do.
Yeah, correct.
Which is why, and I've seen this one out there, and this would actually make lots of sense if they have not made moves to address this yet today. I have seen the Philadelphia Flyers linked to Stahl go back and play for Chuck Fletcher's team. Go back and play probably on what? The third line there, which is where he belongs. He might be good there. Like I could see Eric Stahl helping a playoff team in the right role, which is not playing too much. Now, the question becomes with Eric Stahl, he does have, because when Paul Fenton, instead of trading him at the deadline last year, gave him a contract extension, don't ask me why, and it was a 2-year contract extension, he gave him another 10-team no-trade list. Now, I'm assuming, since the reports are linking Stahl to the Flyers, that the Flyers are the 11th team and didn't make that list. But my day starts with, there is no way that going into tomorrow night's game at the X against Columbus, and God bless him because he's been good. This is not a personal assessment. There is no way that Eric Stahl, if I'm Bill Guerin, is on my team. So Eric Stahl, name number one of a guy who I think you absolutely take what you can get. And I'm to the point now, if it's a third round pick, that's awesome. Eric Stahl, name number one of a guy who has to be moved. 651-646-8255, 651-646-8255. Name number two, and then we will get to Liam, who's calling in, who I'm sure has some passionate...
He's been doing his calisthenics, he's ready.
Some passionate thoughts. Name number two, he just arrived, and now I'd send him packing.
His chance to win it for the Wild. Scores!
Oh, nice move.
He tied it with just under 5 minutes to go. He wins it in round five of the shootout.
Alex Galchenyuk, who, yes, scored. I know he scored the game-tying goal against Vancouver. He threw the puck in front of the net and it hit someone's butt and went in. I know that he scored, you just heard it, the shootout winner in that game. I know that after getting here and looking basically lost for a few games on the Western Canada swing, he played well. Exactly why I trade him. He is an expiring contract. This is an NBA deal. Expiring contracts should be moved. I've seen a lot of tweets from fans in Edmonton and Calgary who want him. Take him. Draft pick again. I need nothing more.
I'll take a second round pick for him.
If you can get a draft pick for Galchenyuk, move him off the roster. You're not going to bring him back. I don't care what he does. I don't think he fits in well with what Guerin's going to try to build. In Patrick Roycey's favorite word, as a culture, if you could get a second round pick, deal's done right this second. If I can get a third round pick, just like with Stahl, I take it. So my first two guys that by 2 o'clock today are wearing, I love this term, different sweaters, are Eric Stahl, Alex Galchenyuk. 651-646-8255. I love trade deadlines, and this is NHL trade deadline day. Now let's go to Brother Liam. Hey, what's up?
Judd, how's it going? Listen.
I'm excited.
I'm actually, you should be. You should be.
I love this day.
Nothing's really going to happen today.
I love this day. I'm still excited.
You hear that?
No huge news is going to happen.
Why?
Because this isn't part of Darren's master plan.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my bold prediction. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Zach Parise will be wearing a different sweater come next season. Now, I don't know if it happens today, but Darren's bigger moves will come this summer. You'll have to eat some cap, but Zach Parise, pack your bags, get out. I can make an argument that Zach Parise has been more of a detriment to this franchise than Mikko Koivu.
Okay.
Mikko Koivu, stick taps to Mikko Koivu if he wants to stay and he won't waive his no-move clause. Okay, the guy spent the prime of his career with Antti Miettinen and a 35-year-old Andrew Brunet at his wing. Parise didn't come over to play on his wing until Koivu's age 29 season. If Koivu played in Toronto or Boston or Montreal, he would have had 4 Selkies by now. So everyone who rags on Koivu, as Declan knows, I'm probably the biggest Koivu apologist.
Yep.
I don't think he should move. I just don't think he should have to. One of 55 players all time to only play to play 1,000 games and only one team? That's amazing. He shouldn't have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then any other guy on this team, what are you going to get? Carolina and Florida just made – Carolina and Florida were the two teams that we were going to make moves for or with, and they just made a move with each other for the player that we rumored to be involved with, for Vincent Trocheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know any other pieces that they're going to part with. Carolina's big piece that I would have want is Marty Natchez. There's maybe a mispronunciation from one of the two of you on that guy's last name out of Carolina. But it's Marty Natchez, and now they're not going to give him up because they just traded away Eric Halla. I mean, they're not going to deplete their forward core even more, even if it's for a Brodin or a Dumba. And a Dumba is the guy they want more, because trust me, I watch that team every night.
So you think that by 2 o'clock today, Guerin moves nobody?
Yeah, nobody. And if they do, it's only going to be – I could see Pattern going somewhere for like a third rounder. Yeah.
Hey, I'd be thrilled with that.
I think the bulk of this work that gets done on this team is in the off season.
That might be.
Towards the draft. And yep. Also, why do it now? Unless a team is really willing to overpay, you have no reason to. This isn't a playoff contention team.
Mm-hmm.
This coach is a lame duck coach. Evanson's not coming back.
Well, and
the same
to your point, the haul, I have said this for weeks now, the haul for Dumba or Brodin has to be huge. But if it is huge, because I'm not anxious to trade those two, but if you do get the right return back, that's what intrigues you. So, yeah, if somebody's trying to short you for them, you do not move them. Now, I do move Stahl and Galchenyuk for draft picks immediately today.
Do you need to move Galchenyuk, though?
Yes. Stahl, oh, yeah, yeah. I have no interest in him playing for me.
Stahl's still on your cap hit for next season. Galchenyuk, he comes off. That's a worst.
Stahl is
a trade right there.
I count that as a trade.
I count Galchenyuk coming
Stahl's
off my book
breaking,
as a trade.
Stahl's breaking down. That's the most important thing. Oh, you've got to get rid of him.
Breaking down. I think you and I spoke about this last night. Another player I'd actually love to see gone is Dubnyk, because holy smokes, he looked cooked last night.
Yeah.
God gracious. Somebody tweeted out that there's a stellar goaltending on both ends. No, Dubnyk made a fantastic save earlier in the game, but it only happened because he was about 5 feet out of position, and Alexander Steen put the puck right at his glove. I mean, Dubnyk is done.
Thank you, sir.
Mean, all things, you know, considered with what's going on, the guy just can't. He's not an NHL goalie anymore. It's just the way it is. 6'6", 240-pound guys don't move around that well.
That's true.
And especially when they're 35 years old.
Thank you, sir. Your brother's worked up today.
Yeah, he always is.
Dubnyk, I come back to, yes, if everything was right in his life, I trade him today in a heartbeat. I know that some people think I've got no heart, Declan, but I don't think I can trade a guy whose wife is sick and it's been this trying of year and he's got a family here.
Yeah.
I don't think I can. I think Bill Guerin wants to break this team up and he has no allegiances to this team. But that situation to me, you've got to consider to be a rough one.
I agree.
I can't. I mean, I'm sorry.
The only way it works is if he said, I wanted to go back. I think he's from Edmonton, isn't he? I think he's from Canada.
Yeah, I think he's from Western Canada.
And if there was somewhere where he said, you know what, I would waive it if you sent me to Edmonton or if you sent me to the destination I want to go to. But it's not like if Carolina came calling for goaltending help, he's not going to Raleigh.
Did your brother rip off your Parise take?
He might have.
You were. I mean, to be clear, as asinine as your thoughts are considered
usually
to be by the Wild bloggers,
yes,
You did say on Judd's Hockey Podcast a month and a half ago?
Yeah, I think it was on the new year.
I asked you for your big, bold prediction, and you're like, I'm going to give you one you don't see coming. And I'm like, what? And you flat out said, Zach Parise will be traded, will not be on the Wild, but you clearly said next season. So, Liam, I love the prediction, and it might be solid, but Declan had that one first.
I did, buddy.
Did he know that?
I don't know. I don't know if he knew that.
He was worked up today.
He was.
All right, so what we have so far, unless Declan can tell me different, is we have several NHL trades as the deadline approaches, but we have nothing from the Wild so far, correct?
Correct, yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, now what makes this intriguing is approximately 4 minutes from now, the Wild's going to hit the ice for practice at TRIA, their practice rink. And when they do, the question becomes, is anybody missing from that practice? Because if they don't practice, that likely means they've been pulled or they've been told not to practice and that they are going to be packing their bags for elsewhere. Even if they do practice, though, what makes today so much fun is during practice, once in a while, you know what happens, Declan? A player is yanked off the ice and told, you've been traded.
Correct.
And my top two, I've got three left, but my top two guys, and I want them gone today. I do not want to wait. I don't care what people say. Personally, I want Staal traded today, and I want Galchenyuk traded, and I've got three more names left. Matt, you'll be first up when we come back on the Ventline Coffee Club, 651-646-8255. 651-646-8255, National Hockey League.
Score North download. Ventline rolling on right now. We're breaking down the Wild trade deadline before we have an update for you. But first, the Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available right now at Score North. Play 12 18-hole rounds at 12 beautiful courses for just one low price of $75. That's a $435 value for just $75. Supply is limited. Visit scorenorth.com, keyword deals, to purchase more. And my friends, we do have some breaking news. All right, this comes from our friend Frank Cervelli from, I believe, TSN. Hearing the New York Islanders are working on a deal that would reunite Zach Parise and GM Lou Lamoriello. Not done yet. Parise and Lamoriello, I believe, were together in New Jersey from their time there, Judd Zolgad?
Yes, that's correct.
So it's going to take an awful lot of magic to make a trade happen with Zach Parise's contract. I believe 6 years left on that deal at $7.5 million or so. And with a no-movement clause, Zach would have to waive that clause. I don't know what the return would be, but that would take some hoop-jumping to make happen.
We've got part of the potential return that Cervelli tweeted right after the Parise tweet. Andrew Ladd would be part of the package coming back to the Wild.
This coming from Michael Russo, who's quote-tweeting that and says, Parise is willing to waive no move if this comes to fruition. It's a complicated trade. Talks have been ongoing with the Wild since last summer. And Ladd would have been the return last summer. Andrew Ladd, I believe, is who he's referring to.
That is correct. That is correct. So that would be huge news. Now, I know a lot of Wild fans, their first question is, what about if Parise retires during the course of this contract and the recapture language, which is going to hit the Wild with a huge salary cap hit if he retires? Two things on that. One, somebody tweeted that out on about the recapture, which is incredibly convoluted and confusing. Just know this. If he retired, if he, you know, played a couple more years as an Islander and said, I'm done, the salary cap penalty that comes back on the Wild would be huge. Somebody tweeted about that this weekend, and Russo tweeted, believe me, the recapture is not going to be a problem. The other way around this very quickly, and this is very simple, is the recapture penalty applies to these enormous contracts that were given out for a brief time period. So Suter, Shea Weber, Kovalchuk had one with the Devils, Parise. The way to get around this, and it's an easy circumvention, is you basically take the old guy, you prove he's hurt, you put him on long-term injured reserve, and then he basically goes away and retires on that. And I believe that plays out, then the salary cap penalty is not as severe and doesn't come back to hit you. So Parise to the Islanders, given how Zach feels about being here, given the fact that this is a rebuild, and given the fact that Zach is a realist, and listen, folks, I've been saying this for a couple years now, the Parise-Suter thing just didn't work. Like, it's not going to come around. If the Wild wins a Stanley Cup while Zach Parise and Suter are here, it's not going to be because of them. And they were signed specifically to lift this team up, not to get to the playoffs, which they did, but to try and win a Stanley Cup. And they never came close. And if you read, I think Russo did a couple pieces in The Athletic, but he for sure did one with Parise during the offseason this past year. Zach Parise, it read, and I don't blame him, and this is partially his fault too, is miserable because this team's not going to win. I think Suter wants to stay, and that's fine too. You know what? He's reliable enough. I don't think he can hit the broadside of a barn with his shot most of the time, but that's not the point. But Zach Parise, I think, wants to try and win, and the Islanders are in a position right now, if you look at their bottom six where they need help, and they made a significant trade today. They made a deal with the Ottawa Senators to get J.G. Pageau, who's having a great year. And the interesting thing is, in that trade, the Islanders gave up a 2020 conditional first-round pick, which is lottery protected. The Islanders are going to make the playoffs. So the Senators, in essence, got a 2020 conditional first-round pick, a 2020 second-round pick, and a 2022 conditional third-round pick, and it goes to the Senators if the Islanders win the Stanley Cup. So my only question for the Islanders at this point, and I guess for Bill Guerin too, if he's going to make this trade, is what's left. But clearly the inclusion of a guy like Andrew Ladd, who's a good player, and that would be coming back to the Wild. But don't be surprised if by 2 o'clock today, Zach Parise and his tenure with the Wild is done. 651-646-8255, 651-646-8255. NHL trade deadline day. How would you feel if Zach Parise is traded? Matt, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Coffee Club. What's going on, Matt?
Unfortunately, I was kind of hoping I wasn't going to be the phone call right after the breaking news about Parise because I know absolutely nothing about hockey.
But, no worries. What's going on?
The reason I was calling in is like yesterday, I'm on a road trip on the way down to Florida, and I listened to Bentline for like 6 hours yesterday. And so
appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm going to vent about all the different stuff you guys talked about last week. Basically, short and sweet with Diggs, we just got to figure out a way to keep him. I know that it might be hard to do it, but we got to figure out a way to keep him because him and Thielen is not the same with just Thielen. Short and sweet there. With the baseball cheating scandal, I'm a baseball umpire. That's actually why I'm on the way down to Florida right now. I'm going to go umpire some college baseball down there for the month of March. And I'll tell you what, if I knew that a fastball was coming versus a breaking ball,
yep,
just as an umpire, my job would be easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how can it not be easier for the batter, right? I mean, it's just a joke that they would have even mentioned the fact that it's maybe not an advantage. I mean, it's just like a slap in the face to like everybody. I mean,
absolutely.
It's been an idiot to not think that that's not an advantage. I mean, how arrogant do you have to be to say that on recorded video and audio? Like, it's just unbelievable.
Extremely arrogant, Matt. Extremely.
Yeah. So, I will say about hockey, the only stance I have on hockey is I've been from Minnesota my whole life, and we're the state of hockey, and I always think that it's a joke that the Wild and the Gopher hockey team are just not really, like, relevant for the most part.
All right, Matt, thank you. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, well, actually, you know what? Although they technically tied at Penn State on Friday and lost in an overtime that's not going to count towards the NCAA seedings and then lost a disappointing game on Saturday, Gopher hockey is, for what, the last month plus, played really well. So that's the good thing. Again, the... more breaking news. Is it done?
Not done, but a new wrinkle.
Okay.
Frank Cervelli also saying, it sounds like Andrew Ladd may be part of the package going to the Wild from the New York Islanders.
Yeah, that's what is going to come back. But my question is, off the trade that the Islanders made this morning with the Senators for J.G. Pageau, the center, and they gave up 3 draft picks, I guess my question is, if you're going to get Ladd back for Parise, are you getting something else back, a draft pick or so? But this trade, if it goes down by 2 o'clock today, does make a ton of sense. Because I think Parise wants to win. And he sees it here. you might eventually win. And he, look, could he be a third or fourth line player on a Wild team that's rebounded and started to play pretty well? Absolutely. But you know what? He's been hurt a lot. He's had some back problems. He's a smart guy. He knows that with the way he plays, his career does not have a lot of time left, I wouldn't think. At least not. He's still playing pretty well, Declan. So my guess is that he's smart enough to read the tea leaves and say, yeah, you know, I could stick around here and try, but he played on the East Coast before, as you said, with the Devils. He knows Lamoriello, who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, drafted him there.
That's correct.
Really, really well. This makes a ton of sense. And the Islanders are clearly all in, and they should be.
Yeah, they should be all in. They're a defensive-heavy team, and they have good goaltending. They have top-heavy forwards, but they need depth. I mean, that was one of my pieces. I thought Eric Staal would fit in very well. That was one of the, probably the only trade that I didn't get absolutely roasted for.
He's not good enough now, I guess, huh?
Probably not. But also, Zach has voiced his displeasure last summer. He doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. And you know what? I can't blame Zach for that.
No.
He's 35 years old. He's chasing a cup. He wants to win a cup. And the return on it, it's the recapture penalties that are going to be the issue.
Yeah, but if the Wild doesn't care, and again, I think what teams are going to do, because there's so few of these guys with the potential recapture penalties, I think every team is going to put the guy at the end on LTIR and say, see ya. And the league's going to say, well, we don't like this. But keep in mind, the latest CBA also fixed this, because when Kreider signed that 7-year deal today to remain with the Rangers, if I'm not mistaken on this one, the longest contract that you can sign with your current team now, Declan, is 7 years.
Yes.
And I believe if you jump teams on July 1st, when free agency starts, it's 6 years. So this 13-year crap, which was idiotic, is now gone. All right. So player one that I want traded by Bill Guerin by 2 o'clock today was Eric Staal. Player two, and I'll take a draft pick here, Alex Galchenyuk. And player three is the guy that we have been talking about, Zach Parise.
Sent it across. Parise intercepts to Spurgeon at center. Fiala back to Spurgeon, just onside at the line. Spurgeon plays to the corner where Parise's on the forecheck. Parise out front. He scores!
651-646-8255. My top three players that I would move, and I don't care if you lose the rest of your games. I know your schedule is easy. This team has no business being in the playoffs. They're not a playoff team. Everybody, well, I think Guerin knows that, so I'm not going to include him. Everybody who is associated with the Wild, i.e. Dean Evason, the players, realize this. You are not a playoff team. You played the Blues last night and got a measuring stick game, right? And by the way, the Oilers, I love watching you. McDavid came back last night and was fantastic against the Kings. He didn't play on Friday. But the Oilers are so defensively irresponsible. And when Koskinen plays goal, I have no idea what he's going to stop and what he's not going to stop. So a win over the Oilers, it's fun to watch. It doesn't excite me. Vancouver should have beat you, and they didn't. But for anybody who took a thing from that West Coast swing, listen, you saw the game last night. You saw the Sharks game. I will reiterate what I've been saying for since he got the job and saw that Sharks game. Dean Evason is the anti-Boudreau. He's not going to be negative. In fact, he's going to say stuff like this.
I don't want to sound like the ultimate optimist, but we played pretty good. That's an extremely good hockey club, obviously. And their goaltender was on. He's been on for a long time, obviously, but no, I mean, we had opportunities, we had looks, we had chances, we thought our game was good, but, end of the day, we didn't get the job done.
That is a man who has been hired to captain a sinking ship and knows it. Dean Evason's not a dumb guy. He knows what he's saying is nonsense. He's also there to see the rest of this thing through. I don't know if you'd call it a dump, a tank, or what, but he is there. Bruce Boudreau was fired because there was a concern, I think, ultimately, that he might accidentally get too many points. Trade deadline day comes up for the National Hockey League at 2 o'clock today. Zach Parise might be on the move. Your thoughts on that? 651-646-8255. Tom, you'll be our first call when we get back. I also want to get to my final two guys who might be traded today, at least one of the two, and also a Miko.
It's on the Score North app.
Sent it across. Parise intercepts. To Spurgeon at center. Fiala back to Spurgeon, just onside at the line. Spurgeon plays to the corner where Parisi's on the forecheck. Parise out front. He scores!
It's getting interesting. All indications are that a Zach Parise to the Islanders trade, with the deadline approaching at 2 o'clock today, are getting closer and closer. The trade, Declan Goff, if I've got my facts right, we know would bring Andrew Ladd back from the Islanders. And you said he might be bought out. Is that correct?
He could be bought out. Yeah, he could be a buyout candidate.
And so the only question becomes, what's the return for Parise? Because, as I was saying before the break, the Ottawa Senators and Islanders pulled off a trade early this morning that sent red-hot J.P. Pageau to the Islanders for a conditional first, which the Senators are going to get a second and a third that will be triggered to the Islanders only if, or I'm sorry, to the Senators only if the Islanders win the Stanley Cup. So the question then becomes, what is Bill Guerin demanding in return for Zach Parise? But I will say, I might have been talking about this before the break, and Tom, we'll get to your call in 1 second. I might have fallen victim to what the bloggers fell victim to when they ripped you, Declan. You know, the return for Parise might not be that great. It might be, I mean, he's still a functioning, nice player to have, and I could see him being instrumental, like a great third or fourth liner. But we got to realize, we're not talking about the Zach Parise who signed the 13-year contract here. We're not talking about that close to that player. And so I shouldn't get ahead of myself assuming that the haul, or that the return, is going to be a haul. I should probably calm down and say the return might be okay, but not great. But here's what I could see. I could see Guerin having gone to guys like Koivu, Suter, and Zach and saying, guys, I'm blowing this thing up. Do you want out? And I think Zach would be the first one to say, absolutely. We know for a fact that Koivu said no. 651-646-8255. Tom in White Bear Lake, you're on the Ventline Trade Deadline Coffee Club. What's up, Tom?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go back to your earlier caller that said, here's my list of people I wouldn't touch.
Yep.
And I don't have one on this team. I mean, I like our guy. I love Fiala, right? But if someone offered me enough, gone. I'm not beholden to anyone. I want a cup, and the best way to do that is to have lots of chances at getting talent. And so that's what I would do.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, I mean, Fiala, I would in no way, shape, or form be trying to move, and I don't think that they are. But I get both callers' points, Declan. I wouldn't be. There's nobody who I would say we can't talk about him.
Correct.
And this team does have, look, if you can get the guys with no move clauses or no trade clauses out, all the better. Aside from Spurgeon. Spurgeon, I think, is still incredibly productive.
Yeah.
But aside from Jared, you know, if you could get Zach out, Koivu, who you tried and said no, if Suter would take a trade, I'd trade him in a heartbeat.
Sure.
And Stahl, 10-team, no trade. I still move Stahl. I move Stahl for whatever I can get. I actually feel empathy for him watching Dean Evason try to use him as a top-line guy and seeing how, absolutely, to use your word, and you're right, cooked he looks.
Exactly. I think he can still bring back something, but the untouchables, I do have Fiala as an untouchable at this point. I really do. Is it untouchable by default? He's not necessarily an untouchable because of his skill. He's the only 23-year-old player that has high-end upside, and you have to stockpile more Kevin Fialas. In a perfect world, you have about three or four more of them, and right now, Cunnan, Greenway, Eck really aren't at his ceiling level. Eck is a nice player. Again, I don't think I'd move him. I don't think I'd move Cunnan, but I'd listen to anything on those players, but I would put Fiala as my only untouchable, really. And yeah, Spurgeon.
So we see from some stories out of Tria, where the Wild is practicing now and has been for approximately half hour or so, that Zach Parise is practicing. Can you tell me, Dex, and I'm checking out the Twitter account of Michael Russo of The Athletic right here. Can you tell me, is there a clear idea of what the salary cap hits would be if Parise retired during the course of this contract while no longer playing for the Wild?
If it's not injury related, it staggers up each year that he is still under contract. So the cap recapture penalties, if it's non-injury related, so if he retired in 2020, it'd be a 3.8 cap hit problem for the Wild. 2021, 4.8. 2022, 6.4. 2023, 9.6. And then 2024 is age 39-year final season, $19.3 million cap hit. That's non-injury related, though, which is the biggest nugget of that.
Because it will be, if he did retire at 39, they would definitely say he's injured.
Correct.
So they'd be fine then.
Yeah, it's so complicated. But you know what? As we're getting but more details.
You need one doctor, right, to say his back's busted up.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be that hard. And Ladd is definitely the salary close swap, but that's not the only return. So if you're thinking it's just Parise for Ladd straight up, no. Something else, I think, is coming back here, and that's what they're trying to iron out.
So I am beginning to think, as we draw within 2 hours of the National Hockey League trade deadline coming up, I'm beginning to think that Brodin and Dumba, Dex, might not move because, and I don't blame Guerin for this one bit. In fact, if he did this, he's right. I'm beginning to think the asking price for both was too high.
Correct.
So those were players 4 and 5 on my potential trade list for today. I have no interest in trading them, though, unless you get back exactly what you want. And I need a lot of talent back.
Ton.
So, and last thought on Koivu. Mikko Koivu had every right after 15 years to tell Bill Guerin, I don't want to win. I don't want to contend. The Stanley Cup, basically what he's saying is the Stanley Cup is not that important to me. I get that. But here's where it comes back on Koivu. God help him if he asks to play next season for anybody. He has 21 games left as far as I'm concerned now.
Right.
He has no right now to try and come back with the Wild. I would absolutely say no. And if he goes and signs elsewhere and didn't get this team a draft pick, that is among the most selfish short-term moves in the history of selfish short-term moves. He would, no, I'm dead serious.
I know you are.
If he surfaces anywhere else, he deserves to be absolutely criticized for that. Because this to me says, in fact, I would tell him, Mikko, opening night next year, you'll be in a suit. You will drop the ceremonial first puck before our regular season opener, and that's your role. Do not ask to play for us ever again, and don't you dare go and sign elsewhere. That's what this gets him. That's the price here. So if he retires, I'm fine with it. If he doesn't retire, I think he deserves to be absolutely criticized for that.
I hear you.
Because you said, the one thing that we all have to keep in mind is he looked at Bill Guerin and said, I do not want to win. Because Bill Guerin could have traded him to a team where he could have been a third or fourth line guy and would have been a contender.
Yeah, correct.
So he basically said, winning doesn't interest me, which I completely get, okay? Some people don't care about it. It's a fact. I've covered up plenty of athletes who play their sport and don't care about trying to win. But don't you dare now come back after this season and open your mouth about trying to play here again or anywhere else. You are done. 21 games left. That's it. But of course, and I believe we're going to continue on this thread now, Rami, me, and Declan, Score North Live, continue on the thread as we get closer and closer, it looks like, to a Zach Parise to the Islanders trade. Ventline done for today. I appreciate all the phone calls. Back at 11 tomorrow. Continuing coverage of NHL trade deadline. It's 2 hours away now, right here on Score North is up next.